northeast, west, and south. This is Radio England News, live and up to the minute at 8:15. Johnny Walker reporting in the public interest. Hotline New York. The Foreign Secretary, Mr. George Brown, has accepted an invitation to visit Moscow early next year. Mr. Brown told the Central Assembly of the United Nations that this would be the critical moment to press home his Vietnam peace plan. In a broadcast last night, Moscow Radio said that by offering conditions already known to be unacceptable, Mr. Brown had given the United States an excuse for stepping up the war in Vietnam. Also at the United Nations, the Trusteeship Committee opened their debate on Rhodesia with an attack by African delegates on Britain for not having any new proposals to defeat the Ian Smith regime. Hotline Blackpool. The Conservative Party conference opens today, and it is expected to be a stiff test of Mr. Heath's powers of leadership. This afternoon, Mr. Heath will answer a debate demanding more aggressive, ruthless, and tenacious opposition. Hotline Gibraltar. The Spanish delegation, who have been holding talks with the government on Gibraltar, returned to Madrid today. The Spanish government has agreed to consider the British proposal to place the legal issues involved before the International Court at The Hague. Hotline Pay Freeze. Unions representing about 5,000 technicians have turned down the decision of States Airlines not to pay a wage rise this month, which had been fixed under a three-year productivity agreement. The Secretary of the Union, Mr. Clive Jenkins, told airline representatives at a meeting that as yet there was no legal wage freeze in Britain. Hotline Algeria.